It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
What's Buster Posey's philosophy? Who's he going to hire? Who's in his inner circle? All right, let's head out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Bobby Evans, former San Francisco Giants general manager and a World Series champion executive. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No, great to be with you guys. It's a great day for Giant fans and front office and the organization as a whole. Just awesome news and enjoyed the press conference, and I think Buster did a great job.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. What's going to be the maybe the first or the biggest thing that he's going to learn, taking a page out of obviously your book when you were the general manager of the San Francisco Giants? What's he got to figure out first?
Well, there's a lot of relationships out there that, you know, in the front offices of other clubs that, you know, are new to him, and many of which will be new to him. So really trying to understand each guy, each front office, to make sure as you're talking to them, you can understand, you know, where their needs are and where they're coming from. And if you're making deals, you know, you need to know, you know, who's playing you and who's shooting you straight. And he'll figure that out pretty quickly, but that'll be one of the first things he deals with. Next will be the agents. I mean, the agents, there's a lot of good agents out there, but there's a lot of different kind of styles, and you're going to have to figure out, you know, how to work with people who never got a chance to represent you and maybe even competed to sign you out of high school or out of college. And now you're having to negotiate against them or try to bring in a player. And so he'll have to learn a lot of new faces, a lot of new names, a lot of new styles between agents and clubs. I think that'll be one of the first things that he'll see as he takes on the saddle of this role.
Yeah, Bobby, always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm excited, but I got more excited when I found out Buster was actually going to be the president of baseball operations. Can you share with us, you know, from what you know, working with Buster, what part of his personality is going to make him successful in this role?
He's a competitor, and he's driven, and he's hardworking. And he understands the game. He understands the nuances in a clubhouse. He understands, you know, what it means to have an edge when you walk on the field. And he also is a huge supporter of the organization. And he's a Giant through and through. And I think that passion, you know, for the game, his own on-field experience, as well as, you know, there doubt for a second. All of us in the front office at different times worked with Buster, thinking through decisions that we were making back in, you know, during his tenure, and, you know, even in the minor leagues, going back to when we signed him in 08. I mean, he's got a plethora of experience, which I think will bring a lot to the table when it comes to player development. It'll come a lot to the table in terms of how to navigate a 40-man roster. You know, he'll have a great feel for being able to navigate how to work with a player who's in that up and down situation. You know, he's just got a great feel overall. And I think, you know, nobody was more prepared when they went out to the field than Buster. So he's going to have a very good eye on what our guys are doing to prepare both offensively and defensively and on the pitching side. So there's so much that Buster already has that will make this job, you know, that much easier. But then the hard parts will be new, but, you know, he'll pick it up quickly.
Bobby Evans joining us on 95.7 The Game, former San Francisco Giants general manager. You know, one of the things that obviously is a talking point when it comes to Buster Posey is, well, he's a former player. He's got, you know, he's got those connections and he can walk into a clubhouse and look at these guys eye to eye. You know, I'm looking at the previous people in charge, and it's, you know, Brian Sabian, yourself, Farhan. You guys weren't big league ball players. Did you ever feel like you were at a disadvantage being in charge because you weren't a player?
No, you look at it. I mean, you know, from Brian's perspective, you know, a longtime scout, I mean, he knew players as well or better than anybody. So I think it gave him a huge advantage. I think, you know, from my standpoint, I knew every club. I knew the makeup of their front offices. I knew every agent, you know, from the guys that we dealt with in the draft to the guys we dealt with as minor league free agents, major league free agents, arbitration, you know, so we had our own advantages, and we used those things to our advantage that helped us navigate the baseball decisions and the baseball, competition. And so I think that as a player, though, it does bring some distinct advantages as well. And, you know, as I've talked a little bit about, especially when you're working with your manager and you're working, you know, in the clubhouse with players and game prep.
Bobby, let me ask you this, because the Giants under Farhan were in on a lot of free agents, but unfortunately they couldn't solidify the deal. What do you think Buster's bringing to the table in that regard, the ability to go try to recruit a free agent to come here in San Francisco?
Well, I was in the room with Buster when we sat with John Lester and the... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
You know, I saw the awe, you know, in John and having Buster there. And I think I saw the similar awe, you know, even from Shohei Ohtani, both of whom, you know, ended up choosing different scenarios. I think in Lester's case, it was the Cubs, but he was familiar with the front office and Theo and Jed Hoyer. And I think in Ohtani's case, you know, he wanted to go somewhere where there was a DH for obvious reasons. But I think Buster, you know, Buster's familiarity with, you know, what he looked for as a player and his ability to explain where we are as an organization will really go a long way. You know, he never had to have those parts of the conversation necessarily in our meetings, but now he'll be the front, you know, the front of those conversations in terms of where we are, where we're at, and ultimately what players are looking for. They want to know where they'll, not only where they'll hit in the order, but who's going to be around them and what are our chances to win and what's the roadmap. And that'll be something that Buster will be able to easily communicate. I think the credibility alone will make a difference.
Bobby, there's a lot of talk about the ballpark and how hitters don't want to come here. And if that's a case, if that's a built-in challenge of let's say your organization and you can't count on signing a big name hitting free agent, why wouldn't you just concentrate on pitching and defense? And can you still win that way in Major League Baseball? You know, assuming you've got some power, but can you win with pitching and defense these days?
Well, timely hitting, hitting with runners in scoring position, knowing how to play small ball when you need to. I mean, a lot of our success wasn't always the home run. I mean, it was, you know, Buster Posey didn't have to hit 30 home runs for us. He knew how to hit with runners on base. He knew how to hit the other way. I mean, we looked for those kind of hitters oftentimes in the draft, oftentimes in a Scudero or a Freddie Sanchez or other guys who could come into it to our club at the trade deadline. We knew we needed contact hitters who knew how to put the ball in play. If we could get a guy on base, we had a chance to score. And, you know, I think there's other ways to win the game. We obviously don't play all our games at home, so we need power away from our ballpark as well. And I think that, you know, anybody that can hit a home run in our ballpark, they'll certainly be able to do so, you know, on the road. And as hitter friendly as it's as pitcher friendly as it is, it's more hitter friendly today than it was when we won those championships. I think that, you know, players know that, and, you know, fortunately we don't have a live ball anymore, which kind of creates another layer of offense and challenge for pitching. But, you know, for our advantage, you know, we can, you know, make pitching and defense a priority, but we also obviously have to get the right guys in the lineup to make sure we keep the line moving and bring in some runs so that the guys have a cushion. You know, our pitchers always pitch better when there's a little cushion, whether it's the starters or the relievers.
Bobby, in today's press, the word, and I found it interesting, identity came up. And I thought to myself, you know what? I want to ask Bobby that. Do you feel like this version of the Giants have an identity? Because they had one when you were with them. And how long do, if they don't, how long does that take to develop one?
I think just alone today, you know, a new identity begins. I mean, when you have a legend of the franchise running the franchise or running the baseball ops of the franchise, I mean, it totally has a different feel to it. I think, you know, around the ballpark, around the city, or on the radio or on social media, you can see already a different response from fans. And this is the beginning of Mr. Posey era two, because he had the previous era when he was on the field. Now he got the era two where he's in the front office. And I think it'll be easy to see, you know, the imprint of Buster in a short time. And then as we get into spring training and the start of the season, you'll continue to see his imprint as he builds his roster, as he builds his front office, as he makes decisions, as he communicates on behalf of the franchise, as he communicates to the front office, communicates to the players. You'll see that imprint. It'll be very evident, no question.
Bobby, let me ask you this, because sometimes things happen with pro teams, and I always wonder if it makes a ripple inside the organization. And, you know, I'm just thinking about Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco on Friday, wore the wrong shorts, and it became something that was public, and then everybody discusses it, and we try to figure out if it's a big deal or not. Can you give us any perspective on if it was unusual that Blake Snell just said, you know what, I'm not going to pitch on Saturday because we're not playing a playoff team, and it's somewhat meaningless. Is it fair to say that could rub some people the wrong way inside the organization?
Yeah, potentially, but I think that for the most part, in the front office, we know when guys are going out in creativity, there's really, outside of extraordinary circumstances, you really understand in advance that they don't need to pitch in certain, you know, a certain finish of the season in this case. And even in a Logan Webb case, you know, I don't know if he was slated for Sunday or not, but I mean, you need, you know, you want to finish the year healthy. Why take any further chances, you know, with a guy who's a core to your rotation? In Logan's case or in Snell's case, going out into free agency, it's not uncommon. It's unusual for the player to speak up. Usually it's probably already done behind closed doors. Maybe it was or wasn't in this case, but often it is. And it wouldn't rub me the wrong way in the front office. I think that as a guy going out into free agency, you got to respect that. There's a lot on the line for him.
Yeah, and you know what? He's probably a free agent. They might want to re-sign. So, I guess you got to play that way. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. Really a lot, man.
All right, talk to you guys. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.